Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time we have two of our broadcast partners reporting on different regions of the world that are key to our understanding of Bible prophecy. My son, Jim Jr., is in Israel with our tour group who are touring the land of the Bible during the 70th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel. Jim will have a report for us, but first, John Rood gives us a European Union update and how the European Union and the rebirth of Israel have a prophetic connection. We'll go to John just in a moment. Let me remind you about my website, prophecytoday.com. It's a location on the internet where you can stay abreast of how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I would suggest you bookmark my website to stay on top of all of this information. That address again, prophecytoday.com. John, coming on the air, you and I both were on the internet looking to see what was happening. And when we made contact a moment ago, you said, hey, I just read this. And I said, well, I just read that as well. Let me give you this late breaking news. Romania has just announced that they are going to move their embassy into Jerusalem. And the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said he knows of six other nations that are going to do that. John, Romania is the first of the European Union states, member states, that will be moving their embassy to Jerusalem. That's pretty significant, isn't it?
I absolutely believe so. The world leaders, of course, are congratulating Israel on its 70th anniversary. President Trump had stated that his announcement of the transfer of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem was one of his proudest moments as President of the United States. Now we have this breaking news of Romania moving their embassy to Jerusalem. And then I saw that Prime Minister Netanyahu was saying that there'll be a preferential status for the first 10 nations that do so. So it appears to be a trend that is significant and will stick. Romania being the first European Union nation to announce is interesting because you usually don't get so much unilateralism on the political level. Most likely there is a basis of the European Union in Israel is based on economic agreements, but here's a country that's making a move because of principle. So this is an entirely different thing.
Wow, that's a very interesting thought. I didn't even realize that was the case. This is late breaking news, John, on top of it, for us here on Prophecy Today. Quite interesting birthday gift, Romania saying we'll move our embassy to Jerusalem on this 70th birthday of the State of Israel. And, you know, this may be a trend. If they're the first domino to fall, maybe others in the European Union. For example, the United Kingdom. Now, they're still in the EU. They haven't completely pulled out yet. But, John, as you think about the history of the European Union, United Kingdom played a key role in the outset of all that unfolded with the Balfour Declaration after World War I and everything else that happened, to the operation of a new state, a Jewish state among the nations of the world, Israel. United Kingdom was key, wasn't it?
Yes, it's actually 100 years ago, the Balfour Declaration, where Britain committed itself to the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. At that time, Britain was fighting the Ottoman Empire, and this was their way to arouse Jewish support. Now, there's a bit of a parallel because we see with Brexit, the United Kingdom is now looking to the United States and Israel as allies. So the UK policy right now appears to be turning towards a greater protection for Israel.
And what about the European Union? You think they may follow suit, the dominoes falling into place, as I said a moment ago?
Well, the European Union role and the rebirth of Israel, it has had very difficult origins. The EU for decades has always taken one-sided stands pro-Palestinian state and against Israel. One time I had a conversation with a member of the European Parliament, and I asked, why is it that the EU can be so one-sided against Israel when at that time the EU was not to have any formal foreign policy? And he said to me, that's a very good question. I'm going to bring that up in session. And when I was online yesterday, I actually saw that he had done that.
Wow.
Actually, Israel is a Euro-Mediterranean partner of the EU. And so, not very well known, but the EU has worked very hard to assimilate the entire geographic area of the ancient Roman Empire, one of the many, many reasons pointing to it being a revived Roman Empire. So the Euro-Mediterranean partnership, Israel is a part. The EU has had joint parliamentary sessions with these group of nations, and it includes the Middle East and North Africa. And perhaps the most interesting connection with the EU and Israel throughout this history since the rebirth, Winston Churchill had made a speech calling for a creation of the United States of Europe in 1946. Then, 1951, we have the European Coal and Steel Agreement. 1958 is when the European Economic Community forms. So that is actually after Israeli statehood. But the point is this, very significant, there is only one end time. So if we have the prophecy fulfilled with the rebirth of Israel, it only makes sense that the revived Roman Empire in its form and transitioning would be occurring at the same time. There is no other plausible explanation for this than today's European Union.
Wow, what a statement. Folks, you need to go back and re-listen to that statement that John just made. You can do that by going to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN. We'll post separately this interview with John Rood. You need to go there and hear what he said. Only one end time. And that's what the Bible calls for. And that's why we have John on the air with us to give us insight from this key region of the world, the European Union, and how they play into that end time scenario. John, excellent, excellent report today. Appreciate it so much, my good friend.
Thank you so very much.
Very important conversation with John Rood, helping us to understand what's going on in the European Union, but also the key role that Europe played in the establishment of the Jewish State of Israel. On this special edition of Prophecy Today, Israel at 70 years old. Well, we have the unique opportunity of having a tour group in the land. In fact, they arrived on Thursday, which was Independence Day for the Jewish State of Israel. Jim, when the people arrived there at Ben-Gurion, you were able to meet them, you and Rick. Were they excited about the fact that they had arrived in Israel on their 70th birthday?
Oh, for sure. It's kind of hard to not be excited when you're flying in, whether it be El Al or any of the airlines that you fly in on. Everyone's talking about the 70th birthday of Israel, the anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. And when you land at the airport, there are flags everywhere.
You know, I have to tell you and be honest, Jim, and you're probably the same way, but when I'm flying into Israel, I've been doing that since 1983, the very first time I went over. When that airplane comes across the Mediterranean, you can see the shoreline of Israel. My heart just starts beating. I mean, unbelievable. And I'm excited. We're flying into a land that God brought into existence for his chosen people. So first time for these people that you're touring with this time. They are, I'm sure, very excited about what is going on. Have they been able to get in on any of the activities at all?
Jerusalem, as I got here in the evening, is very, very quiet. As we went down to the airport to get the folks, there were thousands upon thousands of people lining the main streets and in the parks and having barbecues. The evening of Wednesday night, they started celebrating Independence Day and then celebrating all day with the flyovers, the airplanes flying over, all kinds of activities going on in the cities and different areas.
Well, and your people were pretty quiet as well, I'm sure. Pretty tired after flying from Los Angeles all the way over to Ben-Gurion Airport. Jim, a number of years ago, When we were running the radio station there in New York City and had Jewish programming 6 hours every evening, we sent you over to be our liaison between the State of Israel, Morty Dilinsky, who was the head of the government press office at that time. You actually produced a newscast that Morty would give to the people in New York City. And in fact, at that time, there were more Jews living in New York City than there were in Israel. So you've had an opportunity to live in the land now for maybe 20, 25 years. You've been doing tours. You started with me. You're now the main tour teacher on these tours that we take into the land of Israel and the other lands of the Bible. Just take a moment, if you will, share your heart. What does it mean to you to be there at this time, the 70th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel?
Well, being on this side of 35 years, looking back towards when I first came here, I mean, I can remember landing and being here working, even seeing some of the very first refuseniks coming out of Russia. Natan Sharansky, I was here when he landed at Ben-Gurion, and then we followed him up. Dave Dolan and I, one of our other guests on your radio program, we followed him up to the Western Wall as he first made his entrance in. And, you know, after being here and seeing the different over the years, we were here for the 50th anniversary, you and I, and we saw the flyovers then as they spelled out in the sky 50 for 50 years. The one thing that we can prove that God exists and hold tangibly in touch are the Jewish people. And to go all these years and to see God continue to bless the State of Israel, to see it grow, to see it thrive, to see more and more people returning to the land, prophecy being fulfilled as we see that take place, the desert blooming. It really is. As I was driving in today, I was telling our group, you know, the first time I drove up this highway, highway number one going in up to Jerusalem, it was a two-lane road, and now it's a six-lane highway. So, you know, we've seen the progress over the years, and it really is encouraging to me to see how God faithfully continues to bring the Jewish people back to the land of Israel. He's got a program for the Jews, and we are still going to see that God is not finished with the Jewish people yet.
And what thrills my heart is the fact that our two sons, Jim Jr. and Rick, are now involved so much in our ministry. They basically are leading our tour operation to the land of the Bible, and in particular the main focus on the Jewish State of Israel. Jim, what I think so exciting, and let me hear what you think about this, the fact is we take these dear people who decide to travel with us to Israel, we show them the past, we experience the present, and then we visualize the prophetic, what's going to happen in this piece of real estate God has given to the Jewish people.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, Dad. In fact, today I told the group, my goal as they come here, and I love to teach, is to help them connect the dots. You know, as they've been reading the Bible all these years, they hear these special Bible stories. Well, now they connect the dots, and they are here, and they can draw that line and make it a complete story for them as they understand God's program here on this earth.
Well, it's a thrilling experience. I've done it for so many years. The boys have taken over now, and they're experiencing that same kind of opportunity. And I love just, Jim, to watch the people's eyes get larger and larger and larger as we show them so many things. They have to come a couple of times to really catch everything because we're going so quickly through the land, don't they?
They sure do. We tell them it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. So, yes, they're it's sensory overload for sure.
Absolutely, buddy, absolutely. Well, maybe you slow down a little bit for them, but it'll be a great time. Hey, Jim, you and Rick take care of our people now, and take care of yourselves as well. And we'll be praying for you while you're touring the land of Israel during this 70th birthday.
Thanks, Dad.
Two outstanding reports. Jim Jr. from Israel touring the land during the 70th birthday of the State of Israel, and John Rood with information of the prophetic significance between the rebirth of Israel and the establishment of the political power base known as the European Union. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.